Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen, and you're listening to This Week in Texas.
Howdy, and welcome to This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. This week, we intend to give you a preview of what to expect in the week ahead here in the Texas Legislature. The House of Representatives will convene today at 4 p.m., and likely 10 a.m. tomorrow and 10 a.m. Wednesday. The only bills that have been set on a calendar are for that of tomorrow, and the overall House of Representatives will consider bills that are Speaker Dade Phelan priorities related to ERCOT and the PUC, to include House Bill 10, which would reform ERCOT, that's also a governor priority, House Bill 11, which would endeavor to require the weatherization or winterization, if you will, of for extreme weather conditions, and the reconnection of utilities as soon as possible in the event of a disaster. House Bill 12, which would set up the overall statewide disaster alert system or plan. House Bill 13, which would improve coordination between during times of disaster between ERCOT, the PUC, the Railroad Commission, and the Texas Department of Emergency Management. They'll also be hearing House Bill 16 and 17. House Bill 16, which would ban variable rate products, if you will, or those that participate in it from a residential customer perspective, and then provide what they are calling consumer protection. This morning, the House Administration Committee considered two resolutions. One, House Resolution 247 by Brian Slayton, which would have get rid of all the COVID-related rules for the House of Representatives, now that the governor has officially opened Texas 100%. A similar resolution, House Resolution 333 by Tom Oliverson from Houston, would get rid of the mask mandate portion on both the House of Representatives floor and the individual House committees. Right now, the House Defense and Veteran Affairs Committee is hearing House Bill 2701 by Brian Slayton, which would require that in order for the Texas National Guard to be activated, the U.S. Congress would have to make an actual declaration of war. This, of course, is in response to a few things, but most notably in recent history here, the last 2 months or so, when President Joe Biden has kept the National Guard from various states there in the D.C. area. On Thursday, the House Elections Committee has reset House Bill 6, or the overall omnibus election integrity bill that's both a governor priority and a Republican Party of Texas priority, to be heard Thursday morning. Again, we talked about this last week, and you may be familiar with what happened. There was kind of a series of parliamentary procedure issues that took place Thursday when the bill started being heard that has caused it to be reset and rescheduled. You can find out more about that in an article by Aaron Anderson, located on the TexasScorecard.com website. Also on Thursday, the House Redistricting Committee will be meeting just for the second time to discuss the West Texas area specifically in its overall redistricting process. The Senate will reconvene at 11 a.m. today, and we've got several bills on their intent calendar which can be brought up. Those include Senate Bill 3 by Senator Kelly Hancock, which would attempt to kind of create some regulations or a framework which would encourage additional power grid stability. This is a priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's. It also includes the ability to bring up some of the abortion bills we talked about 2 weeks ago, like the SB 8 or Senate Bill 8, the heartbeat bill, Senate Bill 9, the prohibition of abortion, and some of the other bills that came out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. Senate Bill 12 also has the ability to be brought up on the overall Senate floor, and that's the one that deals with social media censorship that both the governor and the author, Senator Brian Hughes, opined on in a press conference a few weeks back. Another bill that's on the intent calendar, which is important, is Senate Bill 155. This is authored by Senator Charles Perry. It's a Republican Party of Texas priority as it relates to election integrity, and this uses the jury list to kind of do voter roll verification, if you will, of those that are citizens and non-citizens. Keep in mind that even though it's on the intent calendar, there's no requirement that they bring it up starting tomorrow. They just have the ability to do so. Today, a priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick's will be heard in Senate Bill 22 by Senator Springer. It's called the First Responders Pandemic Care Act, and ultimately it allows that there's a default presumption for insurance and workers' compensation purposes that first responders contracted COVID if they did as a result of their job as opposed to anywhere else. Tomorrow, various other priorities of Lieutenant Governor Patrick's are being heard in the Senate Business and Commerce Committee. These include ERCOT reform, similar to that of the House, and other bills that kind of have been spurred as in the wake of the severe winter weather there in February. Tomorrow, the Senate Finance Committee is also considering the overall state budget in Senate Bill 1. I expect you'll see that bill move beyond the committee process here soon, as we're kind of reaching that time point or that time frame in Senate in the overall legislative session where the bill will move beyond the committee, get considered in whatever calendar, and then get posted on the actual floor. The status of the legislative priorities. On Wednesday morning, the Senate State Affairs Committee will be hearing two Republican Party of Texas priorities in reforming the executive overreach. Those include Senate Bill 1025 and Senate Joint Resolution 45 by Senator Birdwell. Senate Bill 155, as we alluded to earlier, of course, is on the intent calendar. Again, it is a Republican Party of Texas priority, and they have the ability to bring it up on the overall Senate floor this week. Expect that the overall budget will move from the committee process here soon. It's possible that some of the other Republican Party of Texas priorities that were heard in the marathon hearings last week in both the House and Senate will be considered or get a second look this week in some of those committees to potentially be voted out and sent to the calendars, to the respective House or Senate calendars committees. That's it for your update on This Week in Texas. I appreciate you joining me. As always, you can follow along with any of the commentary from all of our awesome writers at texasscorecard.com. Also, make sure to follow us on social media if you're not already. Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and check out all the family of podcasts we have there at texasscorecard.com. Thank you. That's it for this week's update. Thank you for joining us. If you like today's show, please consider taking a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. You can also go to texasscorecard.com to find more shows and content to help be an informed citizen. Until next time, and in liberty, God bless Texas.